Time Management is Dead, The New Reality of Productivity by Laura Stack. We've all been there. There's mail piled up on the corner of your desk. You have 37 unread emails. The phone is ringing. Not that phone, the other phone. And you'll be lucky if you can get through three of the 15 items on your to-do list. Oh, and you have 4 hours of meetings ahead of you. It didn't used to be this way, did it? The world has really changed in the last decade. Has your approach to time management changed with it? If you find yourself stressed out and frustrated every time you try to hunker down and take control of your time, there's a good chance that's because you need a new way to think about time management. Don't fall into the trap of trying to force yourself to work within a system that just isn't compatible with the pace of your day or the nature of your work. Just like electronic organizers are perfect for some, while others swear by paper planners, even the best time management system will fail if it doesn't jive with the way you get through each day. If you're looking for a productivity system that is compatible with real life, consider what I call 4A time management. By focusing on these four key elements of productivity, you can create a flexible, customized productivity strategy that is compatible with the fast-paced demands of today. The first A is your activity. When there are 117 things that you could do next, how are you supposed to prioritize? In this new era of productivity, it's pretty much impossible to successfully schedule your day in advance. You might set out a clear list of objectives and a bulletproof timetable, but we all know that one unexpected phone call can cause the whole plan to collapse in on itself. Priorities change. A crisis pops up. A deadline is moved up a week. These things happen. So since you can't plan for everything, it's important that you have a crystal clear understanding of what your key priorities are. If something happens that is beyond your control and you can adjust those priorities, fine. But until then, you have to have a game plan so you can evaluate things as they appear in terms of their relative importance. So look at your to-do list to see which of your tasks will yield the greatest benefit, return, result, impact. The old ABC method probably doesn't work if the flow of your day changes often. You need to have a new method of deciding where to spend your valuable time. Think about the average amount of time that you can work interrupted. Which of your tasks will benefit most from your undivided attention? Which require a lot more or a lot less? You have to have a plan to work on the bigger, more time-intensive projects when you know you're least likely to be disturbed. Save the little ones for those windows between meetings and phone calls when you know you're not going to get much else done. If one of your important projects is just too intimidating for you to ever make any headway, break it down into smaller, manageable steps. Ask yourself, what is the single next task that I will have to complete in order to see forward motion on this project? I guarantee that 9 times out of 10, once you get started, you'll forget why you put it off for so long to begin with. The second A is your availability. The best laid plans won't stand a chance if you don't find a way to control your availability. Your time is your most valuable asset. Don't just give it away to anyone who asks. You'll never have complete control over your availability, but it's important to know how to carve out blocks of distraction-free time that is conducive to productivity. Meetings are notorious for eating up massive blocks of time, so learn to say no. It's pretty likely that you don't need to be at all of the meetings that you're attending. Can you send someone in your place? Ask for the minutes to be forwarded? Address the situation with a quick phone call? Evaluate whether the meetings you attend are really necessary. And when you're not in those meetings, schedule time to work. In some jobs, this is easier to do than others, and it might just be a matter of shutting your door. Maybe you don't have one. Maybe setting your phone to voicemail, or working from home, or heading to Starbucks with your laptop. Whatever it is, you might need a clear signal for your coworkers, like using a do not disturb sign or putting on headphones when you need to work interrupted. Whatever your solution, don't abuse it. If you try to make yourself constantly unavailable, you will quickly find that others lose respect for this I'm busy signal. And then you're right back to where you started, whether you're up against an important deadline or not. The third A is your accessibility. How quickly can you access information? You've already decided that you aren't going to give everyone around you constant access to your time. So the next step is to make sure that you have easy access to the information, tools, and resources that you need to be productive. Invest the time necessary to make sure the things you need on a regular basis are at your fingertips. Things you access frequently should be filed on your desktop in an organizer or in a drawer that's at arm's reach. Put the files you only use occasionally where they are accessible at your desk, but give the easiest access to those things that you reference regularly. Separate them. Don't keep them all in the same files. Archive files that you rarely need in the bottom drawers or in files completely out of your office and away from your desk. Perhaps the most important and overlooked thing you can do to get organized is to structure your electronic files. In an age where most files are electronic, it's easy to lose them to the vacuum of cyber storage. File electronic documents similar to the way you would paper ones. Don't just plop everything in My Documents or on your desktop and leave it for lost. Set up folders and subfolders that have intuitive titles that you can easily navigate. Use dates and enough detail in file names that you won't have to open multiple documents when you're looking for something specific. In short, do the initial work of saving the files in an organized manner to make referencing them an easy task. Stopping to hunt for what you need not only wastes time, but it destroys your rhythm and forces you to break your concentration. It is well worth it to organize as you go. And the last A in our 4A time management system is your attention. The most effective time management system in the world won't do a thing to improve your productivity if you don't focus on the task at hand. For many of us, the problem isn't a lack of willpower, it's having the restraint to refuse distractions. This means closing Outlook when you're not working on email and trying to check it only a few times a day. Resist the urge to open messages as they come in. This also means letting the voicemail light stay on until you've finished what you're doing. Treat your project time like an appointment with a coworker. Ignore the phone, the email, and the urge to go get a cup of coffee. Of course, avoiding email and the phone might be much easier than avoiding the distractions that come from coworkers. If you've already put up your do not disturb signal, headphones, or a closed office door, and you're still being interrupted, it's time to tactfully redirect the person distracting you. Acknowledge the issue and let them know that you're in the thick of an important project. Ask if you may give them a call in an hour when they may have your undivided attention. Just remember, it's better to be like a postage stamp and stick with something all the way to the end than it is to be a butterfly that flits about from task to task with 30 half-done things done and never really getting anything accomplished. So forget managing your time. It cannot be managed. Manage yourself. With these 4 A's, and you'll increase the likelihood you'll have a productive day. Copyright 2009, Laura Stack, theproductivitypro.com.